I never met my parents. But I'd like to think they would have wanted more for me than just stale peanuts, glitter push-up bras, and body shots. However, since they left me in a crack house somewhere on Fremont Avenue, I'm pretty sure their bar wasn't very high to begin with. But a girl can dream, right? After all, the only things I had left were my stupid dreams. "Damn, it's cold," I muttered to myself, zipping my leather jacket up to my neck, hugging my arms around myself as I waited on the corner.
"Hey, sweetheart, please don't tell me you're leaving."
"Ignore him?"
"I'm talking to you, sexy."
"I'm not here."
"Please leave me alone." "Hey, bitch."
He grabbed onto my arm and pulled me to him.
"Why are you being so unfriendly?"
I still didn't look at him. Instead, I stared at the taxis as they passed. Men around here were like wild dogs. If you made eye contact, you'd have to beat them back with a stick. "I'm off the clock, but if you're looking for a friend, I suggest you head inside." I took a deep breath and ripped my arm away.
"Well, I'm not inside. Hey, Gavin, what'd I tell you about messing with my girls?"
I knew that voice. I hated the rough sandpaper sound of it almost as much as I hated the gallon of Axe body spray he dipped himself in every night before coming out. When he stepped behind me, it took all my effort not to gag.
"We were just having a chat. Chat with someone else. Either come in or get lost,"
Alan barked at him. And just like that, the asshole let go before wandering into the back door of the bunny rabbit. That wasn't a metaphor for something, but the actual name for the strip club. I mean, gentlemen's club, where I worked. The bunny rabbit was Alan's dream ticket to becoming the next Hugh Hefner. Only he would want to be a perverted old man.
"You're being difficult, Janie."
I hated that too. How he thought it was cute to add on to the end of everyone's name. How is asking for a raise being difficult? I finally turned to him but had to look down, partially because of the heels I was wearing, and also because he was so damn short. At 5'6", which was really 5'4" without the lifts in his damn shoes, he was almost always the shortest man in the club. Sometimes the girls said he looked like a kid waiting for his mother to get off work. The fact that he was only 25 and had a round, childlike face didn't really help either. The only positive thing was, "Give me a second, and I'll think of something."
"Janie."
"And for the record, I'm not one of your girls. I don't strip. I'm a bartender, and your manager, and accountant, and the girl's tailor."
"I get it. You do a lot."
"I do everything," I screamed, lifting my hands up for him to see all the bandages I had been collecting on my fingertips. "See? This one I got from sewing Jasmine's bra back together. Do you know how hard it is to sew through sequins, Alan? Too fucking hard."
"Jane."
"And this one," I pointed to the bandage on my thumb, "is the price I paid for your stupid attempt to save money on a fucking stapler, Alan. Your 50-cent stapler bit me."
"I get it,"
he yelled, and I folded my arm back over my chest, looking away from him and glaring at the John Hancock Tower in the distance.
"I get it, Jane. I know you do a lot. And you know I'm grateful."
"No, I don't. People show gratefulness with money in our line of work. No money means ungratefulness." Well, it actually meant no service, but I was too upset right now to frame it better. He sighed.
"You're so damn stubborn."
"As a mule," I agreed.